Listen, it's The Bert Show.
Yo, what up?
Hey. Miley Cyrus, what's going on?
I'm not. What's going on with you?
Oh, just hanging out, waiting for Miley Cyrus. You're actually early, which is a very unstar thing to do.
I'm up and at 'em, always on it. That's me.
Do you find that there are some celebrities, I mean, since you've done music and movies, do you find that there are some celebrities that are like you, just very professional, right on time or early, and you know, hit their marks and do everything, and then there are some that are just notoriously late, or is that just kind of, you
this
know,
is really rare. I'm always late, and it's not just because of who I am. I just have no sense of time.
Really? Like, okay, so you are late. Okay.
No. I bought a watch and I've never said it, ever. And I've had it for 3 years. Never have I said it.
That's awesome.
Someone actually gave it to me. I have a song on my last record that says, as soon as my album goes number one, Mr. Lin buy me a Rolex with 40 diamonds. And Mr. Lin is this guy at my record label. And so I made him buy me the watch, and I've never said it. And I got that was like my first record. So, like, I'm never on time. And it's not just a star thing. It's just I hate time in general. This is very rare.
I would think that you have a group of people around you all the time that's sort of like you're
oh,
almost.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
I make them late.
it's your fault.
They lie to me. They tell me different times. They tell me, like, oh, Miley, you're going to be on air at 6. So I am on the air at 7:30.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I would assume you're just sort of like the NASCAR, and you've got this pit crew of people around you telling you where you got to go all day, when you got to be up, what you got to be doing.
Oh, they tell me. I'm not on it. And my dad and my mom are the exact same way. So it's like I kind of get out of trouble with that, because my mom is usually the one making me double late, or my dad's making me double late. But I was always like that, even before. Like, I was on my show or anything. Like, to school, I was always in trouble because I was always late. I have no sense of time.
It's funny. Miley Cyrus hanging out with The Bert Show this morning. We need from you, we need some L.A. tips. Where are the places that we absolutely must go?
I'm, like, my main spot is West Hollywood. So I like, work out there. I like Millions of Milkshake there. It's really cool. There's, like, really cool restaurants that I really like that are just, like, fun. You've been to L.A. before, right?
Yeah, I'm from San Diego, but I have been... When I lived in San Diego, I was scared to go to L.A. because the town runs so fast to me.
I love it. I like it. Katsuya is, like, my favorite sushi. So I'm always in and out of, like, sushi places. I think L.A. has the best sushi, for sure.
Okay.
So I would definitely hit up sushi, but West Hollywood is kind of where I eat and I hang out most of the time.
Okay.
West Hollywood. Okay.
My best friend lives there.
In West Hollywood?
So I'm always there.
Give us her address and we'll stop by and we'll knock on the door and we'll say hey.
It's my hairstylist. So if you go over there, you're going to come out with like a faux hawk and like...
Perfect.
Didn't you just like get into your own house in L.A.? Like you have your own pad now, right?
I haven't moved in and everything. I don't really have time to like really set it up. So I'm kind of waiting because I'm not going to just, like, put some designer in my house and be like, hi, make my house look like me, even though you just met me a week ago.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm a little bit of a control freak that way. So I'm waiting till I'm finished up this movie and this tour and all that so I can actually get in and do it. And I'm, like, everything I want to be a part of, down to the, you know, tiles and all that, I want to be my decision. So I'm waiting until I can do that.
So does it look like a bachelor pad right now with absolutely nothing in it?
Right now it's just, like, half of it's kind of down, half of it's like
that's funny.
Torn down, half of it's not. It's kind of weird, and it looks like a bad 70s movie when you walk in. It's
awesome.
All like exactly the way it was. And my brother Trace had to live there for a second while he was getting a new apartment. He was like, this stuff is scary. He's like, I hate it here. So we're tearing it down, and we're, you know, starting it kind of over. But some of it I want to leave because I personally like the 70s look I've got going on.
Well, you know, it's like standard stuff where before you move in, you got to have like a party in there and sort of trash all the old stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Well, the only thing I'm really, really tearing down, I'm tearing down the garage full out, and I'm building a little apartment for my grandma because I take care of her.
Precious.
I take care of my grandma. So I'm going to... I'm gonna let all my friends like have a party in there, and we're just all gonna get hammers and like beat it. It's going down anyways.
Right.
That's cathartic.
I know, right? Is this like in an exclusive part of LA, or is this like a celebrity neighborhood? Or are you off by yourself?
No, it's where I always lived. I act like I'm really a cool big shot, but I'm living like literally. My parents could probably like jump to my house, so like it's really not a big deal. Like they could get on our trampoline and jump over the fence and be in my house. So it's really like I kind of have a guest house, kind of my own house.
Miley Cyrus on The Burt Show.
So you've got to describe the nature of your relationship with Justin Bieber.
Oh, here
hello.
We go. Here we go.
It is strictly friends. Trust me. Yeah, it's strictly friends. I love my boyfriend so much. And like, yeah, no. But he's very cute. I totally get it.
He's like, you could put him in like your pocket.
I know. I have my travel size boyfriend, and I have my like all the time security boyfriend. It's perfect.
Seriously, like you could carry him around in your purse, like some celebrities carry around like a little poodle.
Yeah,
you could put Bieber.
Yeah,
he's my on the go boyfriend, and then my bodyguard boyfriend is Liam. So I have
awesome.
When you're
both of them are gonna kill me right now.
When you're hanging out with Justin Bieber, I'm assuming he could learn a lot from you. I mean, you've been in the industry so long, and here's a dude that's just new to all this. When you guys sat down like last week and you had dinner, did you give him any advice?
No, we don't talk about like business and stuff. We talked about everything else, I think, but he's from Canada, which I lived there with my dad, so I think that's kind of cool. I like Canada a lot. He's a good-natured guy. I like those guys there. So
we're going to talk about Can't Be Tamed here, and the release is June 22nd in just a couple of seconds. I was thinking about this yesterday. You know, on any given day, you can go online and you could see like hurtful or unfair rumors about Miley Cyrus. And I think those are like, they're just words on a blog screen on the outside looking in. But as the celebrity, can you kind of humanize like what a day is like for you when something is hurtful is written? Like, do you take that personally? Does somebody call you
no.
in the morning?
No. If someone called me in the morning to wake me up, I'm a sleeper, that is for friggin' sure. If someone called me to wake me up to tell me something bad that was on the dang computer, I would, like, freak out. Because the biggest thing that I've learned from both John Travolta and Kelly Preston, who has played my mom and, you know, played Bolt with me in Bolt, they both sat me down and they go, if anyone in your life ever brings you a paper or an article or pulls up on a screen something bad about you, immediately tell them to get out of your home and never speak to them again. Mm-hmm. They're like, you never want someone in your life that will ever show you negative things. So people in interviews, when they're like, oh, so this came out today that you this and this, trying to make me look bad, they look stupid because I never know what they're talking about. Because I never have any idea because, like, my parents don't let me see those things. I don't know what those things are. So it never is, like, relevant to me unless I'm going on some big talk show and someone goes, oh, by the way, this might be brought up. But if not, just, you know, just throw it out of your head. And that's the only time I ever need to know anything.
So this is really interesting to me. So how many times have you had to sort of stop friends and go, look, this is our new boundary. I don't want to know anything about it.
Oh, my friends know. My friends have never brought it up because they know how my parents are. And I think even if I didn't say, yo, this like friendship isn't cool because you're bringing negativity in my life, my mom and dad would. And people are like, you know, you can say, you know, well, she makes her own choices, blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, I do. But when it comes to, like, my parents' house and who they want in it, they're very strict about it because our house is the only little bit of privacy that we have.
Right.
You know, it's the only thing that people don't know every color of the wall and don't know what our house is like. They don't know that vibe. So this is, like, a sacred, sacred, serene place for us. And so the people that are in it have to be super dope and just have to be the best of people with the best heart.
So would you ever consider doing a reality TV show?
No. No cameras are allowed in our house.
Because I read somewhere that your dad and your brother might be working on one.
My dad and my brother, not for like our family or anything. My dad and my brother might be working on a show right now, but it's nothing to do with like our family and with our like private life. It's kind of weird.
There were some when the video came out, my wife was one of them, that have a tough time seeing you as anything but Hannah Montana. So this Can't Be Tamed comes out, and the video itself is beautiful. There are a couple of parts in there that people are going to freak out about. Did you know going into the video shoot that some Hannah Montana fans were going to reject this?
If you say Miley Cyrus, there's going to be some type of bad press or controversy that comes with it. it's just a part of where I am in my life right now. It's because no one ever wants to see somebody grow up. It's like when Hillary Duff started growing up off the Disney Channel. Everyone thought she was anorexic and she did this and this and this. It's just because she grows up. She doesn't look like a 12-year-old anymore. Mm-hmm. That's the same thing. And I'm not going to get up there and I'm not going to, like, do-de-do around when that is clearly not what my song is about. Mm-hmm. My song is clearly about breaking free and being out of a cage and being able to be truly who you are. And if you see Hannah Montana through that or mad because you don't, like, turn on Disney Channel. That's where my show is. My show is still on the air. I'm not done doing Hannah Montana. My music just isn't forever going to be Hannah Montana music because that's not where I am in my life. I'm a lot more mature than I was at 13 because I've grown a lot through Hannah Montana in the past 5 years. But I just kind of stopped ever caring if people, I mean, you never want to lose a good fan, but if they're a true fan, they're going to stick by you no matter what, especially if you feel like you're expressing yourself. If you're a true fan, you're going to love the artist when they express themselves.
So if you weren't Hannah Montana and you weren't Miley Cyrus coming out with this new song and this new album, you would be a kid applying to colleges right now, right? Mm-hmm. So where would be like your top choice to apply to go to school?
My sister went to MTSU in Nashville, so I'd probably want to be there with like all my friends, but I'm not going to go to college right now. Like right now what I'm doing is like just my movies and all that. And my grandma, like everyone's like, well, you know you can go back. And I am a firm believer that you can go back at any age you want because my grandma went back to college at 62 years old.
Awesome.
So
that's awesome.
If I ever want to go back, I'll go back. And if I ever regret anything, because, you know, I'm graduating from high school, so I'll always have that luxury of being able to go back if I want. But for right now, I just really want to focus on my career. I've, you know, worked really hard to get to this point, and I just want to enjoy it while it lasts.
Are you now, like, looking for movie parts that will, I think for lack of a better word, sort of shock people into seeing you as a different person?
I don't do anything as shock value. People always think that, you know, even in a tame video, it's for shock value. It's not. It's just that it's not. It's written for someone my age. If you go to a high school, no one is, like, singing about, like, happiness and rainbows and butterflies all the time. It's just, like, not who I am anymore. You know what I'm saying? It's not a high school. I'm doing real high school parts, which includes real high school things. And if people look back, you know, at when they were in high school or when what high school nowadays is, it's like not exactly what you always see on the Disney Channel. And that's why the Disney Channel is so good for our younger fans, because it is escape from reality. But the movies that I'm choosing are a little bit more realistic of what high school is.
You seem to just have a great perspective on all this. I mean, I'm sure that comes from parents and rooting. Yep. You sound like you're 17, like you're going on 32 years old.
Exactly.
Well, thank you.
Hey, congratulations on the single. The single is out now, Can't Be Tamed. The album comes out on June 22nd. What do you want to tell to your fans and non-fans right now about that album?
You know, it's definitely something that really, you know, came from my heart, especially because I'm about to get so involved with movies. I didn't know when I was going to be able to make another record and if I was right away. So I really put like 120% into this record because, you know, if it was going to be my last for a while, I really wanted people to know who I am and where I stand at the end of this, you know, crazy journey that I've been on for the past 5 years of my show and all the tours and everything. And now I'm going on to a new chapter. So I kind of just wanted to close that one. So I think it's definitely just like a closing chapter and something that it's just got so many songs on there that, you know, I've been, you know, going on in my head and what I've been feeling lately. So it's kind of like, you know, my own diary. I'm excited about that and hope people are digging Tamed because it's definitely a song that, you know, I've, you know, really relate to. And I love that song because it's, you know, just straight from my heart, just like the rest of my record. So I hope people like it.
The single Can't Be Tamed out right now, and the album comes out on June 22nd. All right, Miley, thanks a lot for the time.
Bye.
This is The Bird Show.